the online petition to have Piers Morgan deported back to Britain, I think, is over 80,000 signatures now sent to the White House. We all know that nothing's going to happen. It's interesting to see the press coverage. Apparently, there's another petition now saying that keep Piers Morgan in the United States because Britain doesn't want him back. The big picture is whether he calls Larry Pratt, who's been on this program and is obviously a pro-gun advocate. Larry's not a bad guy. Piers Morgan is just trying to do what he can to glom up some ratings because those 80,000 people that have signed the petition so far, you can probably times it by whatever, because his ratings suck. He's not a very good host, and he's trying to do what he can to get those ratings. You'll notice that when the politicians were on during the election coverage and it looked like things were leaning conservative way, he would talk about pro-conservative issues and, you know, a typical talk show host. Not a very good one. He should stay on these talent shows and push the X or ring the gong or whatever it is that he's supposed to do. But as far as the 80,000 that say he should go and the other one saying keep him in the States because they don't want him back, it's comical, but nothing's going to happen. What needs to happen is CNN needs to look at the ratings and say maybe Piers Morgan isn't that good and Larry King wasn't that bad. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.